regards to what you can use for stock. So the Torah gives us what uses for stock. Sellers garden v'yekin. So Chazal take out of that a few points. Number one, it has to be something which grew from the ground. Number two, it has to be pselus garden v'yekin, means it's no longer attached to the ground. Number three, it's the pselus, which means it's not the oichel, which is makabel tuma. It's something which is not makabel tuma. So it has to be something which is not makabel tuma, grew from the ground, and is no longer attached to the ground. That's the din deraisa. These are three pratim and din deraisa. The fourth point is debatable. That it was not nishtanas mitzurasa. The Rama learns that's the rabbanon. Rama learns that's the deraisa. So if a person would take something of that sort and make it into a rope, even in the case where the rope was not makabel tuma, but since it was nishtanas mitzurasa, that would be problematic. For sure, it's a problem in rabbanon. Those are the things which deraisa. Those are most. I don't hear people coming to me with shailas about they want to put use chairs for their schach on a common basis. So therefore, I don't think it's such a problem. First, we'll take a something which was a chair, break it apart, and use it. That's more of an issue. But again, it's not such a common issue. Because I'll add a few more things. They said that something which is severely shiavish, you want to use them. It was leaves, but they're going to shrivel up to the point that they're not going to cover the schach properly. If it cannot last for the 7 days of sukkahs, it's possible even from day one. So that marmin gay, a person uses some types of leaves or branches or type of things for schach, and they're going to wither over sukkahs. By the end of the sukkah, they're not going to be covering enough. Well, add more then. It doesn't help you. Right now, you don't have a schach, which is kosher, because it's not going to last, cannot last for the 7 days. If it's something which is going to potentially bother people from sitting there, it has a bad smell. Or it's a type of leaves which constantly drops. You have the pine leaves, which are the needles are dropping into your food. You're not going to want to sit there. So Chazal said you cannot use that for sichuch. Chazal also using something called chavila, which is not such a common issue. Chazal spoke about a using planks of wood. Planks of wood are not makabel tuma. They grew from the ground. They are not makabel tuma, and maybe it's still similar for original form, but those are things you use for building. So something which you use for building, you cannot use for schach. So Chazal gave the example of a neser, which is 4 tefachim wide. The question is, how do you apply it nowadays in regards to the practical issues of building? Schach, which is stolen, cannot be used for schach. So a person goes to public property and cuts down some branches from the public property. I'm also part of the public. I'm allowed to take it. It's a nice argument, but don't. I would not sit in your sukkah. So please don't do that. A person wants to get, it looks very tempting. There's a bamboo growing on public property. It'd be a nice thing to cut down. I've had the temptation many times, but so far I've withstood that temptation. So now some of these practical issues will play out in the issues regards to using schach mats, which we'll talk about as Hashem in the following shurim. Have a good morning.